When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
Welcome to the A to Z English podcast. My name is Jack, and I'm here with my co-host, Sochal. And today we're doing another collocations episode. And Sochal, I'm going to give you three verbs and then three expressions that go, or three phrases that go with that verb. And so our first verb is take. Take the nail on the head. I like that one. Take a blind eye. Wow, these are very violent. Take a toll.
Take a toll.
Right. And what does it mean to take a toll on something? Usually we say take a toll on something.
Let's say that you were a competitive athlete and you ran track for a number of years, like 10 years or something. And now, you know, you have bad ankles because you ran so much, then the sport took a toll on your body.
Right. To have a negative effect on something or someone, you know, take a toll means over time it has caused a negative effect on you. So working at this very stressful job has took a toll on his health. Like the stress of the job took a toll. It hurt his health, you know? Yeah. Okay. Number two, turn. Turn the nail on the head, turn a toll, turn a blind eye.
Turn a blind eye, which is funny when I think about the phrase, because to turn a blind eye means to pretend that you didn't see something. And so why would you say it's like redundant? Because to turn, you know, your eye would already be to look away. And then a blind eye already can't see. So
yeah, it's kind of like it's like a double, like a, you know, very, very don't look.
So to turn a blind eye. So let's say that you see a little boy picking on your daughter, and then your daughter punches him in the face, and you're the only adult around. So you just turn a blind eye because you feel like he deserved it, you know?
Yeah, you know, sometimes I turn a blind eye to my university students. You know, when I'm teaching English, a student might be sleeping or using their phone. And, you know, sometimes I'll say something and sometimes I will turn a blind eye because I just don't want to deal with it. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, if you don't want to, if you're bored with my lecture, then enjoy your nap.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty, self-doubt, stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live laugh lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
App, you know? So, yeah, I'll turn a blind eye sometimes.
I'm kind of surprised you say anything at all, because it's like at the university level, it's kind of like every man for themselves, you know? So if they don't want to, you know, if they don't want to learn, as long as they're not disruptive, you know,
it's I'm not going to wake you up and, you know, like, you know.
Yeah, you're not their mommy. Like,
yeah,
you know,
hey, it's time to wake up, you know, rise and shine.
Right.
Yeah, study time. they're adults, you know, so yeah, I'm not going to treat them like babies. I'll just like, okay, let them sleep. As long as they're not bothering my class, I will turn a blind eye. But okay, the last one is hit a blind eye, which is kind of funny. Hit the nail on the head, hit a toll.
Hit the nail on the head.
Yes. And what does it mean to hit the nail on the head?
It means when someone is like right on, like they're exactly right about something. Like, oh, you hit the nail on the head. Like, let's say that you're like, you know, I suspect that Sarah goes out partying all the time because she's only sleeping in class. It's like, who knows? Maybe she's just tired for some other reason. And then you see Sarah out partying like every time that you go out. And you're like, you know what? You really hit the nail on the head with that one. It turns out Sarah is a party animal.
That's exactly right. I mean, I could say that to you right now about your definition, right? Like, you hit the nail on the head. That was exactly correct.
Right, yeah.
When you're right about something, you're very accurate about some, it could be a prediction or what you think is correct, and then you find out you're correct. It's like a bullseye. Like, it kind of the same thing, right? Like, you hit the nail on the head. Bullseye, we also say that. I think they have the same meaning. So.
Yes, they would be right. Yeah, hit the bullseye, hit the nail on the head. I think, yeah, very similar. All right, students. Well, if you like that episode and want to hear more episodes like that, please shoot us an email at A to Z English Podcast at gmail.com. That's A to Z English Podcast at gmail.com. Jack and I love reading your listener emails, so make sure to chime in. And leave us a comment down below at A to Z English Podcast.com. We really appreciate your comments and they help with our visibility as well. Make sure to share this podcast with a friend who's learning English if you are so inclined. And reach out to us on the WeChat group. We love to hear from you guys and we love to interact with you guys directly. And we'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.